Okay, hopefully we don't have too much background noise. I'm here in the lounge, so but let's try this. Okay, well, we're in the middle of Sin and Resh Pei Hei. Today's learning is really initials time. Lucy Shana, you might share nail rip with my shoes very strong. That's our major research name of time. My shame, Malcolm, and Brothel, Sir Malcolm, and Biscuit Vegalina. And it's just for all those in and around that circle. And of course, today's like Weimar should be a it's just for all of us to learn for the Heligatana of Shimon. And may he be a main station for all of us. So we're holding in middle. We middle, we started Siman Reish Pei Hei. We're talking about David. Can you go? You can hear me well? Yes. No. Yes. Okay. Good. We're holding middle of Siman Reish Pei Hei. We started the lachas over here of Shnai Mikra v'Targum, and we stopped the middle of the Sif Beis, the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. And we are up to Sif Katan Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Machaber said that you can you one of the options of how we can do Shnai Mikra after Targum is do Shnai Mikra with the Rashi, and then the Machaber said that even more ideal, the Yirei Shemayim, okay, would do both the Targum and the Rashi. Now, why? What's the why should why should why does that make you Yirei Shemayim? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ki a targum yeshlo mila, and we mentioned this yesterday briefly. There is a certain mila to the targum over the Rashi, shenitan b'Sinai, that it was given in Har Sinai, and as I mentioned, was given to Har Sinai, subsequently was forgotten, and Unklus came along and got it back for us through Ruach HaKodesh, but it was given in Har Sinai. V'gam hu mefarish kol mila u'mila, it also explains every single word. Perish Rashi yeshlo mila, however, on the flip side, Perish Rashi has a milo. It goes more in depth based on the Gemaras and other limudim. It explains it even deeper or more thorough than the Targum. Ube'emes says the Mishmaru came right leaning with full on them. This every person should yilme b'chol shura sedra in Perish Rashi levad the Targum. That ideally that's what a person should do. He should learn. Both, okay. And I'm just going to read over here. It brings down over here from the Chafetz Chaim. And again, this is not easy to do because it does take a very, very long time. If you are able to, then Ashrecha, but it's definitely not easy. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Shalo yom ha'odam, shamaris ha'parsha shnai mikra, chetargum, b'zeh yoytzi de'chayva. Person should not say, I do the shnai mikra, I do the targum, I'm yoytza. Ki b'zman ha'gemara, in the time of the gemara, ha'ya targum limud gadol, Benechvad was considered a very important learning. Because that's how they understood the Torah. However, Mashiach says the Mishnah Berurah that today, the Chafetz Chaim says today, we don't really, we're not really yaitzes, right? We don't understand most of what Targum is telling us. It's we need something that can actually explain it to us. Ubiya Rashi who kazan, and that is Rashi. Who had slain him in the Makam Targum. So the Chafetz Chaim saying that the Minhadin really for us, Rashi is even more important than the Targum. Again, I know it's a challenge to do the Shnai Mikra and Targum as it is. And if we do the Shnai Mikra and Targum with the Unklus, you're definitely Yaitza doing the Shnai Mikra and Targum. You're able to do all the Rashis, or you're able to do some of the Rashis. Then whatever you can do, you can do. Says the let's go back over here to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Person they ideally should learn the parash every week in Parash Rashi together with the Parash Rashi. Targum, besides the Targum. Yes, Kama Patri Tirat, there's some parashas, but Prat the Chelik Vayikra, Shef Shalvina Klala Yede Targum Lakhod. You try to learn the Kabbanis and everything in with just with the Targum, we don't even understand what's going on. Mishain b'yadi Targum. Now, just some other practical halachas. Mishain b'yadi Targum. Rak chumash levad. What happens? You're traveling and you realize you don't have a chumash with Targum. You only have some. You have the chumash with you, but you don't. If you don't have the chumash with you either, that's a problem. But you don't have the chumash. You don't have the Targum. So what should you do? Yikra shnei parm mikra. The achikach. You don't have Targum yoma. When you find it later on, you should say it. Another rule in the Shnai Mikra Targum. So although we said that there's various different ways of splitting it up, you can split up pasuk by pasuk, you can go aliyah by aliyah. parsha, meaning by each up to each hafzik, but you definitely can't do it not in order. Lo yikra tagim tchila v'akach, don't read the tagim first and then the pasuk. Al yikra l'chatchila shnayim mikra, first read the pasuk time two times. V'kaidim achakach targum, and then read the tagim. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, definitely because of time constraints, a lot of people, and the Rav spoke about this as well, a lot of people read along with the Bakaira for their second mikra. So obviously, you're not going to read two mikra and then the targum in that case, but you should definitely not read targum first and then the mikra. At a minimum, you should read the mikra once and then the targum. Okay. Im efshalosh la yafsik al shum. So if you're able to do it and not be mafsik in the middle, that's a very nice thing. Chain reisi me medaktik in loisikay those who medaktik chain roy lebal nefesh lasays that while you're doing the shnayim mikra ketargim. So if you're doing, let's say you're doing an aliyah at a time to do the aliyah, do the targum. Don't make a hefsek in the middle. Okay. Now, let's go back to the mechaber over here. So we mentioned that you have to that ideally you should finish the shnayim mikra ketargim im hatzibur, meaning at the latest by Shabbos morning. Okay, but when should you start by? Says that it's considered that you're doing it with the tzibur. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Miyoyim Rishim Eilech, from Sunday on, Chashev Im HaTzibur. That's considered doing it in the tzibur. Let's see, Meshavru, Miyoyim Rishim Eilech, Kevin Shamaskol, Nasilim Mentchasa, since when do we start reading the new Parsha? So Bahar B'Chakos said this week, right? So when did we start reading Behar? We started reading Behar by Shabbos Mincha, right? We have a very excellent, we have an expert Gabbai by us in Shul Shabbos Mincha. So Nechshav Shuv HaKarik HaKarim. So since the Tzibah already started the laning of that week's parasha by Mincha, so Sunday is, or really not just Sunday, really any time after Shabbos Mincha is already considered, you're reading it in the Tzibah. It doesn't really mean Sunday, any time after Shabbos Mincha. That's considered Matziba. There are a number of Paiskim that wrote, the Mitzvah, you should read it Erev Shabbos, Ayin v'Shaar HaTshuva. However, we say from Matthew Yehuda Kasav, if you start from Sunday, so he holds that it's fine. You don't have to wait to Friday. Obviously, Friday is oftentimes very difficult to be able to do the whole Shnayim Mikra and Targum. Some people may want to try that and say they're not available Friday afternoon because they have to do Shnayim Mikra HaTargum. Let me know how it works out. The Kamoishe Kasif, the Beis Yosef, that really you can go from Sunday. The Mucha came in the Rambam, the Chain, the Sefer Masarab, Kasif HaGoyis HaGro, from the Vilna Goyin, Chayinoye, Teke HaChatulu B'chol Yoyin. Every day, starting from Sunday, Likre Mikzas Me'a Sedra, he would read part of the Sedra, Shnayim Mikra HaTargum. Umisayim Erev Shabbos, the Vilna Goyin would finish on Erev Shabbos, as I mentioned, that the Chazanish did this so well, but he did different than the Gra. He did not finish Erev Shabbos. He would leave over some of it to finish part of the last part on Shabbos morning because he wanted to do, so he's supposed to be Messiah with the Tzibur. When is the Tzibur Messiah? We start Shabbos morning. So when are we Messiah? Shabbos morning. So the Vilna Goyim would finish it on Erev Shabbos. Chazanish said to finish it Shabbos morning. Let's go back to the Mechaber. Mitzvah Yashlam. Now we're going to, so till now we spoke about the start. So the start, we said, although there's some cheats to do it on Friday, you can definitely start from Sunday. When do you have to finish by? Says Mechaber Sivdal. Mitzvah. You should finish it before you eat Yisud on Shabbos morning. If you didn't finish before eating, Yashlam Ad Hamincha. Up until Shabbos Mincha. Okay, so that's the first shita in the Mechaber. Yeshayim ad revi b'Shabbos. There are those who say that until Wednesday. We'll see. There's even a later. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's first do the mishnah on this. So far, we said either ideally finish Shabbos morning before you eat, but if you can't, then at least try to finish by Mincha. And some say that if you didn't do that, you have until Wednesday the following week. Sheyashlamayis. Let's see mishnah brurah. Kedusha v'medrash. Setziva Rebbe is born of Rebbe commanded and told his children, "I'll tell you lachem and Shabbos. Don't eat bread on Shabbos. Ad shetikmas a kol parsha until you finish the parsha." Now, don't be a chassid shaita, says the Mishnah. 1 week you're running late and you didn't finish your shnei mikra and you say, "Hold on, we learned that you have to finish before I eat, so I'm not going to eat until after chatzos." Of course. That's the Kamasim Reish Peches, Zerak Mitzvah Alma. is an inyan to finish the Shnei Mikra and Targum before you eat. But fasting past Matzais is an issue. You're not allowed to do that. You should wake up early Shabbos morning. Before you go to the shul, so if you didn't finish it on Shabbos, on Friday, by Friday, or you still have some left Shabbos morning, ideally, like we said, you should finish before you eat, but ideally, it's even not before you eat. You should finish before the davening. So you should wake up Shabbos morning and do it. Then we said if you didn't finish it before you eat because you couldn't, you have to mincha. Why is the Indian and I'm finishing with the tzibur, right? So what is finishing? I have to finish it before they start the next parasha. Shabbos by mincha, we said, is already starting the next parasha, which is when you can also start being ma'aser seder with the next parasha. And therefore, the ideal situation is to finish before mincha. Then we said there's another shita that holds that if you didn't do it, then you could be same to go to Raviv at Shabbos. Why? The shloisha yamim harishonim sheyachan adayin tzas l'shabbos she'ava. The sheyachan adayin tzas l'shabbos she'ava. The first 3 days of the week are still connected to the previous Shabbos. The kamvasim reishat the festival the gabri avdala. We'll see when we get to avdala. The first 3 days of the week are connected unto the last Shabbos. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is noted that l'chein. But the yavid yachal hashem. But the yavid you're able to be mashlim till then. Now, what happens if you didn't get it done by then? So what should you do? The Yeshayim, let's go back to Mechav. Yeshayim, Shmini Atzeres. You have Tula Shmini Atzeres. The Hanim Zechus Torah, Shaz Mashlim Latzibur. You have until Simchas Torah to actually finish the Maver Sedras. If you fall behind, you got plenty of time to catch up. And what, let's see the Mishavur, Ad Shmini Atzeres, Hanim Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Shmini Atzeres. It's Shemais and Shmini Atzeres, Rakei Mechav. They only have one day. The Goymrin in Atzibur is a Sefer Torah. And when does the Tzibur finish the Hamisha Chumash Torah is in Eretz Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz on Simchas Torah. So therefore, what did we say? What are we trying to accomplish to be mashlim in Matzibur to finish with the Tzibur? So we said, ideally, that's really Shabbos morning. B'diyeved, the Shabbos afternoon. B'diyeved, a little bit more of B'diyeved is Wednesday. But the reality is that as long as I finish by Simchas Torah, I can also call that mashlim in the Matzibur because that's when the Tzibur is finished the whole Hamisha Chumash Torah. Therefore, if you really, really fell behind, you have Tol Shmini Atzeres. Okay, let's see. So go back over here to Mishnah Berurah. Ilchem, but the Yevad Mikri Ad Yoyim Ahu Mashlim Pashesim and Tzibah told that day it's considered finishing with the Tzibah. Aval Chatchila, certainly Chatchila Kulama Lo Yachi Yosim Yom Shabbos. Really, as we said, ideally you should be doing it before Shabbos morning. Shaz Mashlim Atzibah Yeshli Likres Hashnayim Esmei Chatargim Lo Yichayim Karim Mikri Lachud Kivin Shachas Olegam Hatargim. Now, of course, if you're falling behind and you're playing catch up on a whole bunch of powers against the Blastira, again, there's no solution that's getting you out of either the Targum or Rashi. So that's you definitely need to have the Shnayim Mikra and Echad Targum. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amit Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.